Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We know that there are so many international horses seemingly heading Melbourne's way for the first Tuesday in November. And we've got some news from Shane McGrath from Aquas Farm this morning. Morning to you, Shane.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. You've got some exciting news to announce this morning.
Yeah, we've secured an ownership position in Count Octave, Ian Balding's horse. So he's in quarantine on his way out for the Melbourne Cup to join the Chris Waller stable.
So to join the Chris Waller stable, and obviously owned by Qatar, have you bought into the ownership, Andrew?
Yeah, he'll
You're Shane. Andrew Balding's the trainer. Yeah, exactly. tell us about the involvement.
Yeah, so we'll race him, obviously, with Cheikh Farhad and David Redvers and his team, and Lord Webber have bought into the horse as well. So it's an exciting partnership. We obviously have an association with them already with Sunlight. So speaking with David Redvers last night, they're excited about the horse. He's got great form around all the good staying horses, primarily around Stradivarius. He's effective on top of the ground, loves running a trip. He's got 54.5 in the cup and a rating of 112. So he's seems to have the right profile. And we were looking for a horse for some time to race. And obviously, we've got a great association with the Waller camp as well. So it's an exciting opportunity.
Shane, I was just going to bring up the horse's form in particular. It seems to be so strong around Stradivarius.
That's it. And I mean, ask any form analyst or any sort of cup observer what price the likes of Stradivarius would be. Coming out to the Melbourne Cup campaign, and that's what really attracted us. And as I said, Chris Waller, he's a master with these older horses, and he was a horse that's been high on his list for a while as well. So all the ducks lined up, and excited to have him.
Obviously, just the way you're speaking, that he'll train on in Sydney with Chris after the Melbourne Cup.
That's the plan. Chris is keen to have some horses for an international campaign as well. So. You know, he was highly competitive at Royal Ascot last year, so he's possibly a horse for maybe a BMW in the autumn and head back to Royal Ascot then. And that's a big attraction, obviously, for the Fung family. And we've got some of our major partners going to race the horse with us. So look, it's going to be a bit of fun, and it's first Tuesday in November is what everyone's talking about.
I'm just looking at the order of entry because it is so tight these days, isn't it? He sits number 41 in the current listing. I haven't started looking at who's coming or who's not coming, but is everyone confident that you're going to make it?
Yeah, obviously I had a good chat with Greg Carpenter prior to buying into the horse, and 41st, I mean, in any normal year, the horse could get a run, and there's generally a nutrition rate at the top as well, so he's 54.5 should see him getting a run, all things being equal.
Okay, and obviously the way it's been planned is that he's just going to run first race in Melbourne in the Melbourne Cup.
That's right. Chris has got one of his men over there getting used to the horse as well, and the reports are great out of the quarantine facility. So that's the plan, straight out and straight into the cup and see what we have in our hands.
Okay, it sounds really attractive for a horse that's got strong form like him. Tell us, just for people that may be inquiring about Aquas Farm, we know that the business has become a very strong one, Shane, relevant to stallions that are standing at different properties around or down the eastern seaboard.
Yeah, so we're not long in operation, but we're primarily a stallion farm. We've obviously got Lean Mean Machine running for us in the Golden Rose tomorrow. CJ Quebec last weekend, he'll run in the Everest, so he'll run in the Epsom, and we've got a representation with Bert Vieira and Trapeze Artist for the Everest. So, you know, the next couple of weeks are exciting times for the next crop of potential stallions that'll see them hopefully join Aquas.
Yeah, for sure. With Lean Mean Machine, he was super on that track the other day. We've got a good four tomorrow and fine weather. It'll be a different type of surface, but we know how quick he can accelerate.
Absolutely, and Chris is confident that he's even more effective on top of the ground. I thought it was an outstanding performance last week, and we're really, really excited about him. He's obviously a son of Zeus there with a big pedigree, so he's an ideal stallion prospect. It's obviously one of the pinnacle three-year-old races for these horses, so to have that on his resume will just be an absolute top off for for Actress and the Partners.
Beautiful. All right. Well, it's exciting news. You've certainly been out in the marketplace, Aquas Farm, getting into some really high-profile horses, and this is one of them. I guess one question I should ask you, Andrew Balding was training Count Octave before this news. What's Andrew's thoughts on the horse?
You'd probably have to ask him, but talking with David Redvers last night, I don't think he was exactly delighted with the whole thing, to be losing a horse of his calibre. But they understand too. I mean, they've got a huge operation here in Australia as well, and they know how big the Melbourne Cup is. So it's all part of a global business now.
Yeah, understand. Well, mate, good luck over the weekend with your runners, and we look forward to seeing Count Octave when it gets here for the Melbourne Cup.
Thanks, Andrew. Good to talk to you.
Good on you, Shane. Shane McGrath joining us there from Aquas Farm with the news that Count Octave, they bought into the ownership along with Guitar.